This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everyone, on this very drab August the 10th, 2018. It's a day to stay in, have pancakes, and burn yourself to death in your kochel, which I'm planning to do. Oh my God, it's going to be a stay in bed day. So how the hell, Casper, are you then speaking to us? You are wondering. Wel, kom ek vertel. Ek het gepre-record. Ek het vir julle weer 'n heerlike verrassingspakket aan mekaar geslet van 'n klomp verskillende shows. Goed wat ek nie eers meer kan onthou nie. Jy weet, ek het van die goed dink ek het dit gebeur. Ek kan dit nie onthou nie. So, maybe you would either. So, ons het vir Jason Goliath, vir die eerste en enigste keer nog so ver, as a guest, en die Goliath Comedy Club is nog maar 'n nat droom in sy kop, and so forth, so, that's interesting. So, he just became extremely successful at that stage. And then we have Guy, Mark Banks, deranged as usual, but he's been to the show a couple of times. This one was when he did Bankrupt or something. Yeah. Bankrupt. Yes, I think that's how you pronounce it. And he was the co-host that day, which is funny. And then I've got some Trippetrappetronus, which I came across. And I just loved it. And I couldn't stop listening. And I just put them in. And a couple of songs that we recorded, like that Hommel by Kwaito. Yes, that was such a good recording. Francois Steyn produced that. Ach, my Heere, ons kan het nou release. Het sal een fucking hit wees, hoor. And a couple of other things. So, really enjoy this. And again, you can message me on the Casper Radio Show Facebook page if there's anything you remember vaguely that you want to listen to again. Something that happened, even if it's a little snippet of someone doing what, I will go look for it if you really want to listen to it. Okay, so here's the show. Enjoy. Good morning, everyone. Yes, that's a quite an ironic start to the show, eh? You are indeed lovely people. Tuned in or Wi-Fi'd in or internet in to the Casper Radio Show. And I am here sitting with Duncan Mabazo Filikile Nonchlala. How are you?
Ang lungile puto menu jan.
Fine, but not the stomach hurts. And Hannes?
Goeiemôre, good morning.
I see you're very, very scared of touching the table and stuff.
It's crazy. I've never had to do my job with an erection on.
is the involuntary, does it give you an erection?
Yeah, like I was trying to not get erected, but just seeing John T give that lady an expanded orgasm, it just made me have a tent inside my pants.
Were you at least sat behind a desk or something?
I will confess, after she got that massage, I wrote my name, my number on a piece of paper.
Really?
Yeah, and I gave it to her. So,
where did you put it?
I just put it in front of her. She looked at it, and her and I kind of spoke with our eyes. Like, okay, I got your number now. So I just hope she doesn't lose the paper or get it wet.
Well, then I hope you were taking notes from what Jonty was doing, because she's most definitely from here on out. She'll expect nothing but the best.
I'll tell you one thing. I've been working with Jonty for the past year, and he's taught me so much. Like, I make people, I make ladies.
Yeah? So you actually learn from him?
I learned from John T. There's this thing, it's called, let's not turn this into a sex show.
The quiver.
Yeah, let's not turn this into a sex show.
Okay, but now, was John T. good today?
Oh, he was on fire. That lady was on another level.
Let us welcome you all today to the none other than the Casper Radio Show.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rich Sanders, and welcome to the 7 o'clock news. Our top story, I seem to have pooped my pants. We go now live to Max Jacobs for a report. Max!
Hi, this is Max Jacobs, and I'm here live at your ass. We do see there's definitely some poop. We don't want to get too close for fear of contamination, but we can see there's definitely some poo-poo here.
Say, Max, well, can you see anything of particular interest in the poop?
Well, I'm staring right into the poop right now, and I can definitely see some corn there, and, well, I'm not sure, but it's something that appears to be guacamole.
Ah, that would be from the burrito I had for lunch earlier. Well, thank you very much, Max.
I'll be here live at the ass. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you. Once again, Max Jacobs, live at my booty where I poop my pants. In other news, the National Weather Service had been receiving criticism for their naming of the hurricanes. Several civil rights groups had complained that the names were mostly Anglo-Saxon American. So after much pressure, the National Weather Service released this, the first six new politically correct hurricane names for the new millennium. They are Ahmed Ali Rahim, Boris Ching Chao Pei Ting, De Bubby, Ibadaka, and Fukachi Yakmode. We just got word from Max Jacobs about an update with our top story, Doodoo Gate. Max!
Hello, is that you?
Yes.
I'm here at your anus still, and it seems that the poop now is dripping down your leg. It's dripping very dangerously close to either your sock or it might just hit the floor. I can't tell exactly at this point.
Say, Max, any idea of which way the poop is going to go?
Well, like I just said, Rich, it's very difficult to track where the poop's going to go at this point. It could go anywhere.
I see. But at this point, which way do you think the poop will go?
I don't know where it's going, you idiot. I told you, I don't know where. It's hard to tell. I don't know.
Gotcha. So where do you think it'll go?
Are you some sort of a freaking moron, man?
Yes, I am.
And, well, here is Donkey Kaplunky. And also, because of the fact that fate is malignant when it has to, we have to change our extra special guest around from the second hour to the first hour.
So,
yay! So he is here today, and let me just do these things.
Extra!
Yeah!
Special!
Guest, Jason Goliath.
Ooh,
yay! Jason, it is a great pleasure to welcome you here in the studio. I really wanted to speak to you for such a long time already because I saw you on stage a couple of years ago and I just like, I saw this guy is just a natural. He's so full of energy and funny. Naturally funny, man. So great to meet you.
You know, let me tell you,
you're doing well
in your life when your introduction by the Casper De Vries is extra special guest and then naturally funny. I mean, I'm winning at life.
Yeah. Winning at hashtag. Life. Well, if you're listening in Korea, the Casper, Alvira. Korea dollar for mentioning. He's on Checkers as well. Next to the Nathaniel tampons.
Next to the what?
Nathaniel tampons.
Because he's got an
arrangement of Checkers.
Yeah. So Vors and tampons.
They go together.
They got candles now. Yeah. He's got anything there.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, you got like a
cooking utensils.
Yeah,
I've seen.
Yeah, you got like a bride tongue, and then there's the Nathaniel bride tongue.
Nathaniel bride tongue.
Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Well, we can all Nathaniel. Can you do Nathaniel?
I can't see Peaky.
Okay, come on, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Ek is absoluut mal oor 'n lekker worsie.
Ja. Ek hou van dit as dit regop staan of as dit opgerol is.
Swaar. En daarom het ek spesiaal vir Checkers se publiek.
En onthou dat alles is free.
Okay, he's doing Mendoza. He's doing Mendoza. We're Nathaniel and he's doing the Mendoza.
It died.
I always wish that TV ad would end with him going,
"Hi. My name is Nathaniel, and I love wors, but I can't eat it too much, because it makes my cookies sore."
Okay, Daniel, the Afrikaans...
They're too much?
No.
They're too far?
No.
Okay, just learning the rules.
Mm.
Is not Daniel that...
The checkers guy. The yeah. checkers guy with the bald head.
He suffers from cancer.
No.
Doesn't no. he suffer? Isn't he?
No. Everyone that's bald doesn't suffer from cancer.
Casper, I thought you were dying.
No, I'm not. You know what? You made a joke a couple of weeks ago. No. I haven't got cancer now. But it's one of our regulars, Ludwig. He's got a bald head. And you said, oh, he's dying of cancer. You know, I've never heard from him again. He's sort of...
Maybe he's gone.
I think he locked off. Or he's dead.
Yeah. He's gone for good.
Sorry. Jammer, Ludwig.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Kijk my voorsie. Say from me. Where do you come from? Where have you started? What influenced you? Bloody bloom, bloody blum. Because the Goliath name is now like fucking all over.
It's gigantic.
It's ginormous. Mm. It's like dwarfing all the Davids.
It's so nice we say it twice.
Ah.
Goliath and Goliath. Is it Goliath and Goliath or Goliath versus Goliath?
It's Goliath and Goliath.
Okay. Yeah. Because I thought if it was versus, it should be David versus Goliath.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. No. This is Goliath and Goliath. Because there are many of us.
It's like an invasion. There is a fucking lot. I was in communication with your people, and it's every day it's another Goliath who writes to me.
We basically manufacture them. It seems like literally, like we are in the production of...
So you're the main cat, aren't you?
Look, I don't think any of us are the main cat, but we all kind of have our role to play, which is why our little company works well. But I think that I'm just the one that's been on TV more. Don is doing Bake Off now. He's the host of Bake Off.
And that's Donovan. For those people Donovan who don't Goliath, know him in terms.
Donovan Goliath is hosting Bake Off now, and then I've done all the TV ads and some sitcom-y stuff. So I think that I was just the one that people recognized that were not necessarily consumers of comedy. I feel like that is a very serious sentence.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
If you say... If you say Bake Off, is that like Mnet or SABC? Who's that?
BBC. BBC. The Great South African Bake Off.
Big Black Cock.
But what channel? BBC?
Yeah. BBC.
Is it BBC Knowledge or Food BBC or Lifestyle?
Oh, okay. So it's not like Mnet.
Lifestyle, no.
It's overseas BBC giving pounds. No,
local. It's a local production. It's on the local BBC Lifestyle channel. On
he presents it with Anne Hirsch.
Anne Hirsch,
correct? Yeah. Yes.
They look
I
the
love
same.
Anne Hirsch.
They're twinsies.
I didn't know these things, you see. I'm like, I don't know these things. It's fantastic to hear. Okay, so I'll check out you see, I haven't got DSTV. I know I say it every week, but I have to say it to show that I'm alternative.
Okay, nice.
But I'll look it up on fucking the internet.
Yeah.
On the internet, it's on Mikey.
Mm. Mm.
Remember, you can also download the Cliff Central app, hey?
Yeah.
And then you can listen to us so easily.
And so much. You can just listen a lot.
You can't listen. You own it on.
You don't have to even. Just, you can just listen.
If you've got an iPhone, just check your battery every now and then. Yeah, that's all. It's absolutely fantastic. So, you started doing one-man shows when? In class?
No. So
in
school? I think I've always liked to make people laugh. I come from a family that likes to, we call it kwara. You know, they like to tease each other. So I've always been teased, and I come from a family that teased. So
what were you teased about? Shame.
Well, I was teased about the fact that I am much, much cuter than you are, sir. And you are quarter to cancer. I don't think we don't see that recession happening in your head, my friend. You are quarrying bald people. Black people can get cancer too. I see you.
TB, I'd rather get TB.
No, I see your hair is going back into the struggle there. I can picture. So before you start to quarrel, just be very careful because you're dealing with professionals. You can't be wearing a shirt from me, ladies, and then talking to me, my friend. You must understand touch control before you come here. So I just always like to laugh, but never in my wildest dreams did I think that, because I always believe that there's a difference between being braai funny and stage funny.
Mm.
So I only started comedy when I was 30. Which is 4 years ago.
Where was your first gig? What was your first gig?
My first gig ever was at the old underground at
Cool Runnings.
And I did I got to play there once before they closed. Mm. So they closed like 2 or 3 months after I started. But I got to do my first ever gig there, and it was an experience I'll remember forever. It was incredible. And I was funny, man. My first time out.
You know,
and
humble man. From the start.
Very humble.
You're very humble.
And very funny.
But you know when you're funny. One knows.
Yeah.
No, you know.
No, how do you know exactly?
Well, people laugh.
Well,
until
number
they
one,
cry.
People laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Number two, you feel it in your gut.
Yes, you do.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my boner. You feel it. But did you now, were you, as you say, Brian funny, I understand exactly what you said. Mm. But did your chummies then say, but Jason, you should go on stage now, man?
You know, a lot of people kind of said it to me, because I was always like a fan, so I would always go to the underground and watch comedy.
And dream that you want to do this.
And dream that I would do it, but never ever thought it possible. And then I shot a TV commercial, and the guys that I shot with said, dude, you're too funny. So Sivan Gyesi from Cape Town was one of the guys, and he said, look, we've never laughed like this on set, why don't you try it? And I was like, no, but I'm pretty funny, and he was like, promise me you'll try it once. That's all I'm asking. Don't make a career of it. Just go and try it once. And, man, I fell in love with the thing. Literally. The first laugh, I knew that I wanted to do this.
This is your world. And now you've got a bigger career than Sivan Gyesi.
The views of Hannes Brammer do not necessarily reflect the views of Jason Goliath or Goliath and Goliath. Please direct all complaints accordingly. But it was just like, you know, so the first time up, because I never thought of it as a career option, all I knew was I've got to work as hard as I can to be able to do this as much as I can, like a hobby. You know, when you find like your hobby, whether it be, I don't know, go-karting or whatever people do for a hobby, cycling, you want to buy stuff, so you got to work hard to be able to do the hobby a lot. I mean, the first time I did comedy, I loved it so much. I was just like, I want to do this forever, as much as I can as a hobby. And then a couple of months later, I started being paid to do it, and now people pay me monies to make jokes. It's madness. It really is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a natural gift. That's why. But now, before you started being funny, before 30, what did you do? Did you work for Stadivert Van Lines?
No, I was offered a few times because I've got removal features. You know what I mean? I've got removal features. And I was always good at Tetris. So Stadivert Van Lines picked that up, records and what packing. You know what I mean? Just to understand the couch and the fridge in the same space. It's not as easy.
It's not as easy.
Logistics. But I started in marketing. So I studied marketing. I worked for MassMart. For Macro as a marketing manager when I was like 21.
What does that
mean? Youngest ever. I was a store level marketing manager.
What is a marketing manager? You go out and you market.
I would be responsible for taking care of the existing market and growing the market of the store.
So would you go see someone?
I would go and see, and I would run campaigns like for schools.
Who would you go see?
And sub retailers and Shabins, and I would be all over.
But give me an example of someone you would go see.
Well, I did a deal. There's a group of schools that operate around El Dorado Park, Annadale, in the south of Johannesburg.
Okay, you're on the principal.
I would go to all their principals' meetings.
Here you come. I'm the principal. Hi, Mr. Goliath. Nice to meet you. You're from Makro, my secretary says. Do you want some rooibos tea?
Yes, please, with lemon and honey. Thank you, sir.
We haven't got the honey, though.
I know, because I'm in El Dorado Park.
Jeanette, Market's through up. Okay. So what do you want to tell me?
Well, look, Mr. DeVries, firstly, thank you for your time.
It's my pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Love what you guys are doing with the school. One of my cousins went here, and the place is really looking lovely. Under your watchful eye, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I also appreciate that these are tough times, and you serve a community, is what you guys do. Mm. So we've tried to come up with ways to serve you better. So what we do is I'm going to suggest a campaign. I'm going to suggest that you get the parents to register Macro cards, and I will give you a portion of their spend to allocate to the school to do with as you please. I mean, I noticed that the soccer field needs replacing.
It does.
The goalposts are done. I noticed that you don't even have a tennis court. Shame. I mean, colored people can play tennis.
It was stolen.
I believe so. I saw it in the house across the road. They've actually split it over 2 yards, which was interesting. A semi-detached tennis court. First time I've seen it.
Yes.
But essentially, I'll do all the work. All you need to do is put me in contact with the right people, and I'll make sure that the school receives a check every month.
That's very nice, but there's something you just rushed over some bit, and that is, the parents must get some macro cards. What's that?
Well, essentially, we have a card system which allows us to...
Near the free CCT. Ach, danke, Jeanette.
Thank you, Jeanette. That's a beautiful outfit you have. And that's an unfortunate smile. I hope that gets better. You zambak. Yes.
Of course, you're joking, eh?
So, no.
Oh. To my Jeanette.
Jeanette sit near the... Oh, God. Can we just remove the menorahs from Jeanette, please? Sorry, Mr. Jason. Yeah. You said people were going to get cards.
So essentially, the way we keep track of our customers and their spend is we allocate macro cards, which gives you access to the store, and essentially a variety of products. You can get any product under one roof. It's basically convenience at wholesale pricing with a retail feel.
I'll have to stop you right there, Mr. Jason. Yes. It sounds like you're trying to convince us here. But we must say the biggest issue we have here.
No. I'm not talking to the ground staff. I'm sorry.
No.
Mr. Jason.
This is this is a local member of parliament for education.
Oh.
So please, as I was saying, Mr. Jason.
Yes.
The biggest problem my people have here.
Yes.
It's
dwellings.
My people are dying from dwellings.
From dwellings. I'm sorry, so this dwellings term is not a familiar term
to me. Prodfund,
what does dwellings mean?
I'm talking about
dwellings. Dwellings.
I'm talking about drugs.
Drugs.
Drugs are the biggest issue that I don't see how a macro card.
Is it in terms of the supply of drugs or over usage? What are we. Where's the problem?
It's abuse. it's abuse.
Oh, the
and
abuse
I think
of,
if we're encouraging our learners to get macro cards, they'll be snorting with their macro cards at the end.
So I appreciate that, but I mean with the same sentiment, then the banks are also now going to be removing their cards, and so we have fingerprint ATM technology. Cards are unfortunately.
I think what Mr. Mkwazi is trying to ask you is, do you have like family pack weed and stuff?
Well, what we do, we've got an assortment of weed, and of course, because we are a bulk supplier, you can buy for a family pack, but you can also also become a middleman, you can be a supplier.
Now
yourself.
You are talking
labor,
so you can go out and you can get like 10 liters of 500. Blocks of weed.
Yeah, yes. Which pack it, we pack it on a pallet. And with the weed this month, we do free delivery, which is exciting. And we've just struck a deal with Rizzler to supply not only specialized papers, but also rolling machines. And we are working on a deal with Bic so that we can add some light to your dark lives.
Mr. Jason, you got us. Okay, well, where must I sign?
If you can just sign here. Okay. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, that's very nice, Jason.
Yeah, you were good at that. You could sell snow to an Eskimo.
Well, selling is my thing, and that's what I did. So after that, I did sales facilitation and training. I trained every Hi-Fi Corporation staff member and opened all their stores in the time of their boom. Okay. And then I went into insurance and I opened an insurance brokerage, and that business did amazingly well, and then went under in spectacular flames.
I know.
I lost. It's thank goodness, because if that business never went under, I would have still been selling policies instead of making jokes.
But don't you think comedy is a little bit like selling? I mean, if you're selling jokes to people, you're selling ideas to people. I mean, it's still another salesman's job.
To some extent. I think comedy is more like selling than we understand. So yes, you function as a
promoter as well. So I mean,
we've also got to sell ourselves to clients on
absolutely.
Radio.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it's always selling. The difference is now I'm the product. What a pleasure. Mm. I sell myself.
I'm still offended.
And I'm still in bulk. You know what I mean.
And you are still booming.
I'm still booming.
Yeah.
Well, no, you deserve it. Yeah, you can. I think you can be angry a bit that you started so late. But on the other hand, you know, something like Dangerfield, that old man.
Yes.
He started when he was like 50.
Mm. Yeah. Well.
Roger Dangerfield?
Rodney. Jeez, no respect. 50,
but it's no respect. Yeah.
I think with comedy, the more life you have, the more life experience you have, the funnier you become.
That's true.
That is absolutely true.
I needed to go through a lot of things and learn a lot of things. And a lot of people said to me, like, "Are you not upset that you didn't start when you were 20 instead of when you were 30?" But the truth is I was a different person. At 20, I was young, arrogant, and stupid, and all I wanted was money. That was the focus of my life.
Sounds like you're exactly the same.
And in my I mean, there are. I mean, I'm still Jason Goliath. But in my 30s, it's just, you know, man, happiness has become the number one priority. And I think that anybody who knows me well enough will vouch for that.
Mm. Yeah, no. But you also bring happiness, Jason.
I try.
You spread it like fairy dust.
Like Rama.
Yes. And on that note, here's a nice entry.
Hello, I'm Rodney Carrington. dear penis, I don't think I like you anymore. You used to watch me shave, now all you do is stare at the floor. Oh, dear penis, I don't like you anymore. It used to be you and me, a paper towel and a dirty magazine. That's all we needed to get by. Now it seems things have changed. I think that you're the one to blame. Dear penis, I don't like you anymore. Now he sings, dear Rodney, I don't think I like you anymore. 'Cause when you get to drinking, you put me places I've never been before. Dear Rodney, I don't like you anymore. Why can't we just get a grip on our man-to-hand relationship? Come to terms with truly how we feel. If we put our heads together, we just stay home forever. Dear penis, I think I like you after all. Oh, and Rodney, while you're shaving, shave my balls.
We got a message here from...
You are on your way.
From Ricardo Conciciao.
It's our friend Ricardo.
Okay. Ricardo.
The Porra.
Yeah, and he says, hola, Casper.
Hola.
And la familia.
Come stai?
Duncan the Pumpkin. Yeah. Try read this. Dear Uma, sexta fiera, ikravil, faltando todaso.
I agree wholeheartedly. Whatever.
That's the guy said.
Well, it's something about his grandmother's teeth. That's all I know. Okay, he was giving you a little Pora class there. That's nice.
Is that the guy that's always bringing the food?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen him in a
long time. Oh, we have to see you again. He got engaged.
Oh, really?
He got engaged. Congratulations, Ricardo.
Well done, Ricardo.
Congratulations.
We got
man.
A new listener. Name is Katie Forslow.
Yeah?
Listen. Well, obviously, she's not English. I'm going to read the message directly.
Okay.
Listen to you from a small town in Australia.
Oh, my God.
Called Jimpy. The guests on your show are amazing.
G'day.
G'day.
G'day, Katie. Jimpy.
But I feel like there's someone really, really, really fat in the studio.
Who says that? Kimpy?
Yeah, Katie. I don't know what's his deal.
Yeah, so it's me.
I made that up.
It's me.
No, it's me. But you know what I found? When you lie down on a bed, now you get up and you put your hand where you lay down.
Yeah,
I fucking think I've switched on the electric blanket. So hot, is it?
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
That the body is just and it's clutting. What is that? What's the word?
Clammy.
Clammy. It's clammy everywhere. It is just not on.
I actually said on stage the other day. We're like, you know when you lift up your arm to have a bit of a smell, you do a check in the midday and you can hear your 48-hour antiperspirant losing the war to Shaka Zulu's army. Have you ever lifted up your armpit and just said boom, 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 hey, guy, I'm telling you, 48 minutes.
I tell you what, but it's the truth because I once saw it on an episode of Days of Our Lives, so it has to be true.
What?
But there was a plane crash and it was very cold outside and then Chloe and Philip had to lie together. To try and keep each other warm. And then eventually they said, well, our body heat is going to be more effective than with our clothes on. So they took their clothes off. And apparently that is actually true, that if you're going to freeze to death, there's a good chance that, you know...
Her vagina must have been freezing.
About burning to death?
That skin on skin is warmer than like...
Than clothes.
Clothes. Because your body temperature is a guaranteed, 36, 37 degrees. So if ever you're caught in a blizzard, Rachelkie de Beerum.
What?
Well, it didn't help.
It didn't help Rachelkie de Beerum.
That's a fantasy.
So who would you rather rub skin to skin with if you were at a cold forest somewhere? Casper O'Donovan.
Jason.
Jason.
I'll go for Donovan then.
So would I actually.
I wanted to say, you know what, I don't mind. It'll be a bit of a coin toss. But then I realized that.
Coin toss. Yeah. Listen, but it's Donovan and it's Jason and who else? Con.
Nicholas.
Nikki.
So there's Nicholas Goliath, Donovan Goliath, myself, and we're managed by Kate Goliath, my sister.
Oh, this that is delicious.
Who's who's Nicholas? How old is he?
So Nicholas is 31 years old now.
Okay.
Don is 32, and I am 34. I'm turning 35 on Sunday. My phone number.
Yay!
Yes.
Do you all do the same kind of humor?
No, I think look, we all observational, but our observations are completely opposite. You know, so so Donovan is from Mthatha. In the Eastern Cape, and he's also a creative. So he was an art director for a big agency, and he's got a, you know, he's great with impersonations and accents, and his comedy's made up of a lot of characters.
Oh,
And Nicholas is married with two kids, which makes his perspective completely different to ours as well. So Don and I single, no kids. Nick married with kids, and so Nick speaks a lot about being married and the challenges of being married because he's a Christian guy married to a Muslim woman, and he speaks a lot about the two coming together in a non-religious way. Strangely
enough, it's going to be an explosion.
It's funny, yeah.
I'm surprised you said you're single.
Mm. Well, I mean, I have a girlfriend.
Oh yeah, because last time you were here, he told us about his lovely white girlfriend.
You still got her?
Mm. Delicious,
is it?
Mm.
I've always wanted white, I will confess. Tell me about the white experience.
Strawberries and cream, baby. Hey. Pink and white, baby.
Oh.
No.
Our guest is Jason Goliath.
Yay! You know what it is that I'm excited. I think that the South African comedy scene, I mean, we all know that it's in its infancy, but it's booming. It's growing. Yes. At a wonderful pace. I think that Trevor Noah has done us a lot of favors in terms of creating popularity within and outside of South Africa. And now it's just about capitalizing on those audiences and giving them a place to go and watch comedy. So
yes.
we are building a comedy club. At yes, thank you.
Yay! From the ground up, literally,
yeah. So quite literally. From the ground up, and we are at Melrose Arch.
Wow.
Club compete on an international level if our artists have platforms to practice. Then
is it just for coloreds?
No.
That's
you are not Melrose Arch ever. Because you know this guy is that destructive. You know, like Bomberman. Like everything is going nice, hunky dory. Just come and how can I break this situation? How can I ruin this intelligent conversation?
Look, you heard, we're losing listeners.
Yeah, I can hear people, switching their data off.
Off, yeah.
Just like, come on.
Man, it's Casper, it's part of Jason, the but fuck yeah. that. We have to switch this off,
no,
daddy.
Fuck, man, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even going to WeChat how much we, we're just going to leave. Yeah.
I said that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you said only colored gonna laugh at that joke.
But yeah.
Come on. This guy.
That's very brave of you, you know, and I think it's necessary and it's fantastic. Mm. And your Goliath brand is strong.
Well, it's definitely growing.
Yeah, we know about it. So
and
good.
Yeah, so slowly but surely, and it's just for the love of the game, man. For the love of the game.
Mm.
But we know what happened to Goliath in the end, Casper.
This is true. But when last did you see a man lose a fight to a stone, especially a colored man? You know we got weapons, son.
But colored smoke stones.
Bring it.
Sorry.
Yeah, but that was 2,000 years ago. But, allegedly,
and there was only one.
Remember? Yeah. There's two now.
Now you're going to call his friends. As Carla to do.
Exactly. Your steak.
That's another story.
Yeah.
But with your roast, I thought maybe what you can do is because you're right, comedy has grown fantastically in South Africa. And it is not just because we are South African that we say it's so fantastic.
Yeah.
I have been, and the little that I have been to places like fucking, sorry, KTD, what's your name? But it was New Zealand. It wasn't Australia.
Yeah.
Yes, as you went to a club. It's cock, eh?
It is cock.
Oh,
it is cock. We are funny.
We are so funny.
We are funny.
We are really funny.
What's the worst thing you heard?
Diddle dee, diddle dee, day. I'm not gay or something. I think it's just nonsense. It's an old man, an old fucking man.
When is your
sheep
coming out to play?
Yeah, going onto the stage, and he did these things, and everyone was going, like cars. Mm. No, we are genuinely funny.
And no, we are. But roast, I think it's our perspective. I think that, you know, first world countries are all similar. They think the same. They see the same things. And we just have a unique perspective.
And a good one.
And we have guts. And we're not scared to laugh at each other.
But look at Trevor, what he does.
The guts element is a big thing, I think.
The what?
The fact that South African comics and audiences, they've got guts.
Yeah.
I think you'd find Americans or English people coming in, and then they're kind of surprised at how far comedy
goes.
Go.
Yeah. So, I've played in Switzerland. I've played in Paris. I went to Canada and to Montreal, and we are our comedy is quality, man. We are always top ranking.
What Paris show did you do? You fucking
I found an English room. No, I found there's an English room. They do it once a month, and I happened to be in Paris when that room was on, and it's essentially for expats. So it was filled with Australians, Americans, and Brits. So English speaking.
You don't have to play with a French accent.
No, no. So it's an English room, small room, but it was fantastic. It really, really, really was probably about 100 people, but because it's only once a month, you know. Mm-hmm. So because Paris, they hate English, so therefore the demand for that room is so high. So somewhere where you can just be English, So it was quite interesting. Yeah.
You are left to be a blabbering fool there.
Yes.
Just to ask for coffee.
I'm telling you.
First want you to go through that, to be a mental retard.
Yeah, that's...
D'enfant. Coffee. And then they say, oh, sorry, now we speak English.
Yes. No, they almost frown upon it, man. It's almost like you're offending them to address them in English.
Yeah, oh, fuck them. Well, that's nice. Too. So the Australians and New Zealand, what, they loved you as well.
Yes. Yes. So they loved it. But also, like I say, man, we bring a different energy to the stage. So I find, like, particularly if you watch a lot of international comedy, the rhythm, whether in French or English, is very, very similar. They have a very similar rhythm in terms of their joke-telling style.
Okay.
And I think that as South Africans, any show you go to, you'll see different styles from everybody, different energy levels. And I think the way we perform is a shock to them as well. So I'm a very high energy.
You are.
Act. And they are always like, you know, the first 2-3 minutes is just like, what the, and then they kind of get into it, and we have fun.
Well, that is exactly what makes you work so well, is your energy, because we all go whoa, go to the back of your seat, wow. But it's nice, it's great natural energy. We were talking about white and black and colored people and how we should get along. Let's listen to a piece of comedy that negates that.
You know my favorite thing to do to white people? Something will happen, I'll look at them and be, oh yeah, cause I'm black. And that fucks y'all up, man. It does. I can see it. You're like, oh boy, here we go. 400 years of shit. It's all my fault, right? So I'm going to help you out, white people. I'm going to do a little public service announcement. I'm going to give you the proper response when a black person challenges you and says, because I'm black. They'll be angry. They'll be talking blah, 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 because I'm black. And right in that moment, you stop, you look them right in the eye, and you just say, damn right, nigger, and run like hell.
We got messages from Peter D and Peter again. Peter says, geen idea of die werk nie.
Dit werk.
Dit werk.
Ons
no, that's what he said. Geen idea of die werk nie.
So he says he doesn't know whether this is working.
Okay. Maar wil net sê, awesome show, Casper and team.
Thank you.
And shout out for Thinnes Kotier. Scene 8, na lekker na week saam.
Tinnis.
Yeah, it's Tinnis.
Not so, Thinnis.
Thinnis.
Thinnis, that's what... Thinnis, that's what matric girls take if they want to stay awake during exams.
Thinnis. Also, the Thinnis. Name of the local drug lord is Thinnis Kotsie.
Then a D goes on to say, yay, thank you toch.
What?
I'm listening to you guys live for the first time.
For the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a virgin.
Messaged my best in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Lean to download the app. Sy skeur haar hol.
Sy skeur haar hol, maar dit moet skeur wees. Maar sy sê, ek skeur my hol.
Ek skeer haar hol.
Nie skeer nie.
Sy het seker 'n jukkerige hol.
Sy het 'n jukkerige hol. She's sitting outside met fucking sandpaper skeering her hol.
Soos 'n Maltese poedeltjie op die teer.
Okay.
Sy
het 'n jukkerige hol. I'm going to use that every day.
Help me out, guys. Come on. Sy skeer.
Skeer.
Sy skeer. Har Howell. Love the show, you guys rock!
Yeah. Yay. You see, and any... there is Ruan who says, Hello, Amma. Hello, Ruan. Thank you for your message.
Oh, Thinner's Kutia just messaged us, Casper.
Oh, yes, he's a Thinner. Okay, yeah, what does Thinner say?
Hi, Kasi and team. Hi. Casper, yes. Het jy al die video gesien van die... Van die... Oki. Wacht. Van die Oki op Facebook met Tourette syndrome.
Yes, it's very funny.
Hey, het the Scottish accent. Ah, this cock snacks.
It is.
Hey, post Blake Bar.
Yeah, apparently.
Gereeld en video.
Oh.
As hy nog nie het nie moet.
Yeah.
Jy sal dit kyk.
Yeah.
Ek luister nie live nie.
PS.
Oh, PS, yeah. Sorry.
PS. You said 30% for Afrikaans. You said script.
35.
That minimum.
PS, ek het luister nie live nie. Sal nie weet op. Oh, fuck this shit. Okay. Jy al iets oor dit gesê het nie.
But don't you listen to podcasts? I mean, Rita, our one character in Conscious Stories, got Tourette's. But this guy I saw, it's very funny. He laughs at himself as well, where people go, ach, see. This guy records himself. So, I mean, really, he wants it to be funny. So, I don't mind. What's it, Jason?
But fuck the show, Owens.
Yay!
Kak snacks om danken te word Afrikaans praat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it
Should
is.
Should we say Afrikaans leer, because I was leering?
Yeah. You are leering very well.
Sorry, what did you say?
We did try to read a bit of Italian from a message sent in by Ricardo de Cosa Bopa. Now, he said...
That was Pora.
Well, the message was the long one. I want to see you come try read this.
No, me, I'm not involved. I make jokes, my friend. Reading languages is not my thing.
It could be mine. I could come to your club and read languages. How's
you
that?
Are more than welcome to.
Anyway.
Das is noodtoestand in Heidelberg. Waar is die bijen, waar is die hening? Hulle vroom, vroom, vroom om die koeken. Maar dat is naas.
Kassie, Kassie, kom het vloer. Ding,
Yes.
Die hommel by jou heilie jylle fokke week al Hulle hering is minder as fokke Hulle zoom nie Daar is niks wat hulle daan kan doen nie
Kom een bykie bij Ek jy bykie hering vir my
Ja, ek was de keurig van een koeken te breek
Ek is vir Tanny in die skanne gesteer Hey na Zelf lust voor een stukje koek, Kasper.
Ja.
I also want to say that we are waiting for a sponsor for the cuckest moment of our show. And I think that was when Duncan tried to do Nathaniel. Can you do it again for us?
Hi, I'm Nathaniel, and I get nie kanker nie.
This embarrassing silence was brought to you by Tant Wessie's sanitaire doekies.
So that could now be macro.
Yeah, it could. It could. It could quite easily.
Good luck, Jason. We will invite you again.
Man, I love being here. Thank you for having me.
It's so great talking to you.
We've got a message. One more message for Jason.
Message for the road.
It's from Thinners. Good to
you. Oh, Thinners
again.
Ek luister julle show elke Vrydag and ek loved it.
Thanks, Thinners.
Julle is awesome.
Dankie, Thinners.
Marakasi.
Ja?
Wanneer kry nou weer by 'n bykie? High profile gaste.
Jason, Goliath is here.
Oh, did he say when are we getting high profile
no,
guests again?
No, fuck Thinners.
No. Thinners, I'm working on it. Man. Oh, I'm working on it.
Sorry.
I'm on my way, Thinners. Just watch the space. I mean, I'll just remind you who's the one in studio and who's the one sending messages. Shut up, Thinners!
No, he's cocking me out here. He says, our guests aren't interesting.
Hi.
Not you. He's not listening live. He's going to listen to this on a podcast.
Okay.
And then he's going to go, oh my God, what have I done?
What is he saying? Jelle het altijd sulke interessante
gastige. We always had very interesting guests, but now it's like poop.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Who was the last guest? Last week or the week before?
I can't remember.
We didn't even have guests.
We had Joe Parker 2 weeks ago.
We had Joe Parker.
I was abused in studio 2 weeks before that.
Yes. We had Toby Kroon. Yeah. Are you going to watch tonight?
Thinness is high on Thinness.
Yeah, Thinness. Are you going to watch the pantomime tonight, Duncan?
Yeah, I love Pink Panther, man.
Pantomime. Pink Panther mime.
White well, people think, Casper. How the fuck am I supposed to know what panthermonious is?
Jason, we will see you soon.
Guys, I'm gonna leave before this domestic gets
please,
ugly.
It's gonna get
Thank
ugly.
You for having me. Salute and a very happy weekend. Yeah!
Ondertussen kom daar 'n snaakse pakkie slangpos aan. Verdelmas. In crash cry.
Versigtig, Susie. Versigtig met die slang.
Jy sê dit altyd. Oh, maar kyk hier.
Wow.
Dit is 'n groot groen mamba.
Ooh.
Wow. En kyk om sy nek. Hier hang ons dogter se nekles.
Ja. Weet jy wat? Crash cry.
Ja, ek bedoel nie. Ek bedoel, wat?
Hierdie slangpakkie kom van daai buitelandse bitch. In de Dorens.
Die buitenlandse bitch in de Dorens.
Onthou jy man, haar verloofde het mos namens Kortgat geveg. En toe druk Moerskont, broer van Gletser, sy oë uit soos ryp tamaties.
Oeh, ek onthou. Jesus, ek is nou so lus vir 'n Griekse slaaitjie. Nee, ek onthou, ons dogter is in de Dorens.
Ja, en nou raak hulle fokken naastie, omdat die buitenlandse bitch lover vermoor is hierso.
Ons kon dit nie help nie. Ek het nie eers gedink ons gaan ons dogter ooit weer terugsien in hierdie reeks nie.
Ja, maar daar's baie seisoene, hulle moet skryf. Oh, so dit beteken een ding.
Wat?
Ons dogter is in gevaar. Het jy dit nie verwag nie?
Nee.
Maar jy het 3 keer verwag.
Ja, dis wat liewe Heksie ook voorspel het. Maar ek verstaan wat jy bedoel. Mm-hmm. Wel, iemand moet haar gaan red. Ons kan nie nog 'n kind verloor nie. Ons het net 3. Wel, nou 2. Met Toffie wat dood is. Dit los ons met Moffel en hierdie dogtertjie.
Ek sal ons dogter gaan haal in de Dorens.
Hoe, Delmas? Jy het 1 hand.
Ek het Facebook friends, kraskraai.
Well, good luck, my boetie. Bring ons dogtertjie terug.
Thanks, kraskraai. As jy 'n bietjie harder praat, hoor die hele fokking kasteel jou. Dis veronderstel om 'n geheim te wees. Niemand weet ons het genajoba nie.
Ja, dis waar, jammer. Bring ons dogtertjie terug. Bring ons niggie terug. My lover.
Onthou julle nog die vryheidsvegter wat in Marine Dawa Kablisi nou regeer? een van die slawe doodgemaak het. Hulle dra almal sulke Phantom of the Opera maskertjies. Nou, hierdie maskerdraande gorillas staan bekend as die Happies. Die Happies. En hulle is daarop uit om Kablisi omver te gooi. Terwyl Kablisi se soldate die huise fynkamp, vang hulle een van hierdie Happies. Met sy Phantom of the Opera masker. Hy word voor Kablisi gesleep.
Opsleep, laat ek net loop, fok.
Sy kak om uit van die kant af.
Kasluka manuka, sika sosa sasi, sosa pusa pusa rasa.
Sosa sasa sasi, sasa sasa.
Sasasu.
Chakalaka.
Een van Kablisi se soldate kan het nie meer vat nie, en sê... Nee, sê Kablisi. Moenie die man doodmaak nie. Laat ons hom ten minste voor die hof daag. Laat ons ten minste Judge Masipa voor hom sit. Ons kan nie nou die gereg in eie hande neem nie. Dit gaan kak veroorsaak, veral in die buiteland.
Dit is een tegoe onze, wat dan in die buiteland.
Maar die soldaat wil nie luister nie en steek die Happy dood.
Au!
Kablisi vererger.
Dis so wat pusse! Wat ek gaan
het ek jou nie gesê nie? For fuck's sakes!
Ek sal het laat laat het daar!
Die wet is die wet!
So wat pusse!
En voer al die inwoners van Marine, kap sy haar eie soldaat se kop af.
Terror! Ek sê kus so!
Die mense van Marine het nie hiervan gehou nie.
Kry my hier uit.
Alleen op haar balkon filosofeer Kablisi, is het nog die moeite werd. Moet die strijd voortgesit word. Skielik hoor sy iets.
Oh, Cruella.
Hallo, mama.
Oh, Cruella, waar was jy?
By KFC, mama.
Ach, my kind. Kom, laat mama aan jou akelige, grillerige, stekelrige krokodilvelletjie vat.
Mama.
Vertel vir my van jou lewe. Ek het so na jou verlang.
Nie nou nie, mama.
Maar wanneer dan, Cruella?
Volgende week.
Oh, hallo mense. Dit gaan nie goed hier op agter ons nie. Nes by julle het ons moorde, haat, aanvalle, ongelukkigheid, rugstekers, boutbekruipers, ryp en rape. Oral man, mense moan, ons het dit nie loadshedding nie, maar vir die rest, same difference. Kablisi, onthou jy, sy is mos nou daar tussen die ex-slawe, maar nou weier sy hardkoppig om rofstoei as 'n amptelike Olympiese sport toe te laat op Marine. Mense probeer haar oortuig.
Asseblief, asseblief Kablisi, hierdie mense, hulle het niks. Nou dat die slavernij opgehef is, het hulle fokkel gedeel deur twee, maal is een Zimbabwese dollar, en dit is nog meer as wat hulle het. Hulle het niks, kan hulle nie net asseblief fight nie.
Nee.
Laat hulle net een bietjie fight, dit gee hulle iets om te doen, een doel voor oor te het, daar kan een van hulle een naam maak.
Ek hou nie van rofstoe nie, dis nie genie nie, dis my kak.
Maar laat hulle net een bietjie fight, Kablisi, en dan sal ons ook die Happies kan oorwin.
As jy wonder wie die Happies is, die Happies is nou die terroriste met die Phantom of the Opera gouwe maskerkies. Onthou jy, wat rondhardloop en Kablisi probeer ondermyn die vuil goed.
Kan ek aangaan?
Ja, sorry, ek wou net sê wat die Happies was.
Die Happies kan oorwin word, Kablisi. En hulle kan vergete word, as ons hier die mense
Net laat doen wat hulle kultuur van hulle verwag om te doen. Nie die rof stoei, asseblief laat hulle net 'n bietjie fucking fight.
Maar ek weet nie, dit is van my common.
So what, as het fucking common is, Kablisi? Laat die mens net 'n bietjie fucking fight.
Okay,
so hulle kan fight?
Nee, ek sê okay, ek dink.
Okay.
Goed.
Goed, so hulle kan fight?
Nee, ek sê goed. Ek het tot 'n slot saamgekom.
Okay, wat?
Nee, dit gaan teen my beginsels. Hulle mag nie fight nie.
Jy soek vir kak.
Sorry, wat sê jy vir my?
My broek per slak.
Oeh.
En so, nes hier die kom en rofstoeier voorspel het, is daar chaotiese gevechte in die alleys en tunnels van Marine tussen Kablisiese unsoiled soldate, dus die onbekaktes in Afrikaans, en die happies. Kijk, daar sterf Wurm.
Ek wil nie sterf nie.
Ek wil nie doodgaan nie.
My ster, want een trippetrappe troone weet jy nie wat gebeur volgende nie. So terwyl dinge so aangaan, lyk dit glad nie beter by Kraskraai en haar familie nie.
Eina, my voog.
Oh, Eina. Dit is ongewoon.
My balle.
Au,
oh, Eina. Kan iemand net vir my long aangee asseblief? Au!
Hierdie gefightery, dit is as gevolg van 'n sluwe plan wat mevrou Kraskraai uitgedink het om haar oorywerige skoondogter Margarine terug te kry. Kyk, die is mos nou getroud met haar seun Moffel en Margarine wil vir Kraskraai wegkry uit die kasteel uit.
Goeiemôre, u wyle Queen Majesteit Kraskraai. Het u al gepak?
Goeiemôre. Nee. Ek het fokol gepak want ek bly net hier om my meisietjie.
Ag, dankie Majesteit. Ek is so bly. Ek kan in my broek pis.
So daar is 'n bietjie spanning tussen hulle. Kraskraai, die gemeene slet wat sy is, het gaan huil met 'n ultra-konservatiewe religious leier, bekend as the Head Sparrow. Maar ons noem hom sommer die moderator van die NG Kerk.
Baie dankie. Hoekom het u my hiernatoe uitgenooi, u majesteit Kraskraai?
Wel, moderator, dit is eeuwe laas dat julle as 'n kerk julle eie army gehad het. Maar ek voel daar is nou soveel immorele dinge wat plaasvind om ons, dat u maar weer wapens kan hê. Ek sal 'n army beskikbaar stel, wapens, kostuums, vloggies, alles wat jy wil hê, dan kan jy 'n bietjie die mense regkry wat immoreel is, want o, heer moderator, as immorele mense, hulle vang dinge aan, jy sal dit nie glo nie. Hulle sal nie glo wat die mense doen nie. Dis iets verskrikliks. En ek dink daar is niks so geruststellend vir ons as om te weet daar is fanatieke gelowiges met 'n arsenaal wapens nie.
Ek ontvang u persente met oop arms. Ons sal die morele kompas noord laat wys.
En so, saai hier die army van freaks, swalkies, sparrows, mossies en moderaterkies soveel kak dat daar net gefight word in straat en steeg.
Seks is sonde! Sies, kijk wat doen julle!
Oh, dit is vies!
Dit is vieslik!
Ja, het is onnatuurlik! Oh, dit is sonde!
Vieslik!
En onthou julle Serlandse lot, en veral Serlandse tot, die actieve sodomiet broer van Margarine. Wel,
Serlands?
Ja, wie is jy?
Ek is mooi.
Ja, jy is. Net jou van die kok tattoo ster op jou voorkop.
Nee, maar die een op my voorkop, jy moet die een sien op my voorkop. Ei, no. Anyway, ek arresteer jou namens die moderator van die NG Kerk, omdat jy 'n moffie is.
Want, van wanneer af het julle barbare die reg om sulke kak aan te vang? Ons is 'n oop society.
Nee, ek is jammer. Dit is van dat Kraskraai Ami vir die moderator gegee.
Ah, oh, Jesus, Eina. Oh, en waarna toe gaan ek nou?
Jy gaan nou tronk toe.
Oh, gee my net polyfella in 'n pleister.
Jaw Blow.
Hallo mevrou.
Jaw Blow. Kom ek stap 'n bietjie nader aan jou.
Hoekom praat dan nie so snaaks?
Want ek is van 'n vreemde land. En daarom het ek hier die accent. Maar verder is ek maar precies dieselfde. Sien jy?
Jesus.
Kom, kom Ray, saam met ons suide toe. Kom, ons Ray, na van ter aria. Kom Joe, let's help me Joe. Oh, jy weet mos, en winter aria. Ken jy al die gate en al die tunnels? Waar is jou worsie?
Ek het hom in my hol opgetak.
Kom ek wees jou iets. Kom ek wees jou iets, Joe Blow.
Ek weet, jy gaan my seker nou 'n brandende braambos wees.
Nee, nee, net my braambos, kyk.
O, oh, ja, überslet.
Ja, Joe.
Hoekom straddel jy my soos 'n Arabiese hings?
Want ons gaan galop. Kom, hop, hop, Berkie. We laat jylle die tiswaai, swaai. We laat jylle die tiswaai. Kom.
Hou op, onsedelike vrou. Ek stel nie belang nie. My plek is hier as reismuur tussen die nagwagte.
Fuck. Wel, ons sal sien. Ek moet gaan, ek is besig.
Wat gaan daar buite aan, Uberslet?
Sy naam is Winter. And Winter is coming.
Mark Banks is our special co-host. Afrikaans people, it's not, he's not chewing something. It's not a co-host, because then he would just go. That's a co-host. Right. He is our special presenter.
Thank
he
you.
Is at the Peter Jureen with one E theater, two E's and one I at the Monte Casino with Bankscrupts.
Bankrupt.
Oh, okay. Bankrupt
with an S.
It's a very funny show. Mark Banks is a master. Yeah, he's a master, as they say in Game of Thrones. He's a meister. And you can really go sit back, relax. He just won't improvise when you want him to. But he's promised me now that he will.
I will. I promise.
I couldn't sleep on Sunday. Bring him funny things that he can then improvise on. I will try and sneak into his show one day again. He wouldn't know it, and then I'll put something on stage. And then if he does not improvise on that thing I put on stage, I know where he ends the show now. I'm going to call you back, Mark.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, Mark, sorry, it's Casper again.
Yes.
It's the fourth time I'm here, and you did not improvise on the prostate tickler.
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be super funny.
And I will give 5,000 rand to charity of your choice.
My choice?
Yeah.
The Casper de Vries McDonald Fund?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The offshore one.
Offshore?
Yes.
Of course. Offshore. Yes. What is Michelle gegaan?
Michelle Kirschenbaum op die WeChat sê, Hello Casper en Klan, lekker dag. Nie tijd om te luister, maar sal die podcast later save vir die naweek. Love from Cape Town.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Isn't it wonderful to sit through that Afrikaans? It's I love it. Gavin, I read that you're a TV star. You're going to be a TV star.
Yes, I am.
Tell us all about it, deliciousness.
So basically, why are you giggling?
No, you are delicious.
Exactly.
You are delicious.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we didn't see.
So I'm also going to be a star like you and Mark.
Yes.
Right? You
At
are
last.
My, you are my inspiration. I'm going to be on TV.
Which one?
But no. So they still, so what we do is, it's still in pilot phase.
Oh, God, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
But we've already shot episode number one. Thank you for your confidence.
Were you paid? Have you signed a contract?
I've been paid.
Oh, yes. That's good.
Yeah. That's a good
But for sign. The pilot, for doing the pilot in the first episode.
The pilot, who does he work for, the pilot?
You did the pilot.
Did you do him well?
I did the pilot. But it's amazing. So what we do is we go to... So you call me.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, you live in Mildersdrift. Yeah. You call me. I said, hello, Casper.
Yes.
You've got... What is your problem? Your house is haunted.
My house is haunted, Gavin.
I come to your house. Okay, Casper, I'll be there in a second.
Yeah.
I come there with my crew, my TV crew and my ghost investigators.
Can I just say, when you arrive, hello, Gavin, you look fabulous.
Yes, okay. Please do.
What about, hey, Gavin, there's no food in the fridge.
No, that's not going to work. I can't give you food, but I can chase your ghost out.
Right. So it's like,
that's what I'm going to do. You chase the real ghost out, though.
So it's just cuck, basically.
Was it black or white?
Yes, no, it's proper.
Is it about ghosts?
It's about ghosts.
Oh, please.
Are you an exorcist? Do you perform exorcism?
That's devil. No, that's devil.
Not
that's
yet.
He's still in training.
You go looking for ghosts?
Yes.
We went to
two houses.
And were they white or black ghosts? I want to know this. It's very important. Was it a white or black ghost?
It was a man, but we couldn't make out if he's black or white, but he was sitting in a restaurant eating.
You really believe in ghosts? You really believe
what
in
was
ghosts?
He eating?
I believe in the existence of spirits.
Was he eating other people's food?
He was eating his own plate. It's an old restaurant.
Who cooked the plate for him?
The restaurant chef. We were in an old restaurant. It hasn't been because the one employee hanged himself in the restaurant.
Why? And still
I know which restaurant that would be. Yeah, the Fishy Dishy. The Fishy Dishy in Melville.
No.
It's a disgusting restaurant.
Is
absolutely
it?
Disgusting.
Where's Fishy Dishy?
I was there the other day. The catch of the day was hepatitis.
Tell them about the pulled pork.
No, that was in another one. That was in the one in Parktown North.
Pulled pork.
But do you get black and white ghosts?
You do.
Do you get black ghosts?
I wanted to find out who's the more problematic one. Who's the one hardest to get out?
I think it's about the soul. The soul and how lost the soul is and how angry.
Well, it would be in a fish restaurant, wouldn't it?
Exactly, soul. Yeah, awesome.
Old soul.
Old soul.
Old soul. Duncan doesn't get it. No. Sole is a type of fish.
I know, dude. My grandfather was one.
Or do they say, this is not your place? No, you don't get place.
But I want to see the show. Which channel would it be aired on?
We're not sure yet.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, I can't see it happening. I think it's going to end with the pilot.
We're back.
Okay. There goes my TV career.
Okay, that was nice, though. So we did not have the means to record Trippa Trappa Truena for this week. And I sent an SOS out to Hannes and said, Hannes, come, did you watch the first episode? He said, yes, he's here. Hello, Hannes.
Hello, hello.
And so we're going to talk through it and maybe improvise one or two things.
Yeah.
What did you think of the first... Kom ons praat Afrikaans, want dit is 'n trip en trap patroon. Wat het jy gedink van die eerste episode?
Ek het gedink dit was baie goed geweest, want daar was soveel afwagting nou van, jy weet, met kind of rumors en goeders voor die reeks begin het. So dit was so, okay, kan ons nou net begin? En dit was nie die most exciting episode, daar was so baie bloed en guts soos wat mense amper verwag
het. Dankie.
Ja, ek het gister gekyk, maar ek was 'n bietjie confusion meneer omdat die enige meisie sy is nou blind.
Ja.
Ek kan nie onthou.
Sy het iemand doodgemaak, maar want sy het die opdrag gekry om iemand dood te maak. Maar sy het die verkeerde persoon gedoen en vir haar eie doel.
Ja.
Because it was a revenge killing.
It was that revenge killing.
So she got punished.
She got punished by that man.
Oh, the wizard or some kind.
Yeah, the wizard was that woman and the man with the six faces punished her and now she's blind. Okay, so it started with the men in that lair.
Yeah.
And Jon Snow still on the slab, being dead. And his wolf, Echo, what's his Echo, Ghost, what? Ghost.
Dire wolf. Dire wolf.
He didn't clink as fucking Echo, but because it's... Oh. So they were there. John, word wakker.
Ek is bevrees, hy is dood.
Nee, John Snow nie. Die hele fucking reeks is gebou om hom.
Ja, nee, hy het 'n steekie opgetel.
John, luister. John?
Nee, hy is definitief fucking dood. En ons beter ook waai, want die ander ouens gaan ons volgende doodmaak.
Fuck hulle. Dit is John doodgemaak.
Toma, ek hou Ghost. Toma. Hy het so irriterende toonhoogte, daai wolf.
Ja. Mens moet hom regmaak, nou hou hulle op hom so te huil.
John, is daar nie...
Wag, ek sal met hom met hierdie stokkie...
Daar's 'n glinster in sy oog.
Nee, hy is dood. Hy is dood. Hy is ongelukkig dood.
John! John!
Probeer vir hom mond tot mond asemhaling gee. Dat is een stukje bloed op je wang nou. Maar soos ek sê, hy is definitief dood.
Fuck. Okay, so he's dead.
Ja, hy is definitief dood.
So they might use him for something.
Ja, ek dink hy gaan as 'n spook of hy gaan dalk in Gavin se show wees.
Yes! Ah, he will appear. Yes. John Snow! Ja.
Hy woont multi-choice gebouw.
ja, shows past.
Baie spook in die gebouw.
Ja,
baie spook. Baie van hulle nog levend.
What was your favorite show you presented, Mark, on SABC? Or on TV then?
My favorite show I presented, funny enough, was a thing called I Love South Africa.
Nie noot vir noot.
No, I've never presented that. I've been on it. I actually got to shake Johan's hand, which is why I've never
washed
it. I haven't washed it in 11 years.
Wow.
And he did tell me.
Och nie, dit reën weer.
Ja, op die savanna nou.
Probably, I Love South Africa. That was great fun. I like that one.
I was scheduled to be on it, and then I couldn't, and I was the
moon. Twice you were scheduled to be on it. Twice.
The second time they lied to you.
No. You were twice going to be on it.
Shit.
Well, I think you went overseas, or you went somewhere. You were doing something.
I made sure I went somewhere.
It was legitimate, but they said you did leave after you were asked. And you said you'd be there, and then we got your voicemail.
I'm so sorry.
I know. It's quite right. It was quite fun. You came on it, didn't you? Weren't you on it?
No.
You on it? I Love South Africa? Yes.
No, I don't. I wasn't. Was that the game show with Tats?
It was a game show Tats and Gonzo.
I'm not famous enough to be on that show.
No, you were. We were desperate for guests. We were phoning people at random from the old Johannesburg telephone directory. Reva Foreman.
That's why I was invited twice.
Yeah.
And Mark, think of an old, useless, fat, naked lady, and I will ask you a name now, okay?
An old, fat,
useless
lady.
Okay, I'll ask you, I'll say, and her name, and then you say the name. Okay, so now Khaleesi, she landed in Drogo country. Yeah. No, Karthoto.
How did she get there? I forgot from
the with the dragon, Duncan.
Yeah. Yeah, but where did the dragon go? I didn't see
that. That might work because confused. Yeah.
The dragon is moog.
But there were three dragons.
Yeah, the two are inside in the bunker. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Draka came to her rescue, remember, when the Happies wanted to attack her?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then he flew, and then he was a bit wounded. So he said, Mama, fok, gaan stop her inkie, ek is moeg.
Okay.
And since she walked, and then the New Zealand rugby team came there, and they were the Drogons. So they were walking, she was walking there, and they were making very sexually strange suggestive things in Droganian. So I think we should go there. And just, they were like on their horses.
Oh, this is amazing.
Boga, 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 spiker. Boga, boga, boga.
Dat is lekker groot. Tito hop op en af, maar ek kan nie nou nie, ek is moeg. Wie is hulle?
Boga, 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 as ek haar vat, sal het nie movies te wees nie. Boga, 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 dis die taal wat hulle praat. Ja.
En sy praat dit ook, ne?
Ja, maar sy steek het eers weg, moes vir hulle. En dan...
Boga, boga, sy moer. Sorry, ek verstaan nie.
Ons gaan jou nou vat na ons baas toe. Sy naam, hy is Kaal.
Kaal?
Kaal.
Okay, vat my na Kaal toe.
Ja. So then they went to Kaal, and then Kaal was like the new leader, eh? And then he had two fishy wives, played by Mark and Duncan, who were sitting there making derogatory remarks about Khaleesi.
Ooh, kijk hoe lek die meisie met sy blonde haare.
I don't think she knows anything really that would be able to use in everyday today life.
Ja, dat is lelijk die twee.
Ek dink sy is hier so om onze man te vat.
Why are you talking that language?
Omdat ek is een Afrikaner.
Ooh.
En die meisie sal my man...
Ja?
Sal my man een man maak.
Ja. Oe. Kan staat maak op jou man maak. Maak man.
My vrouwens sê dat jy dalk 'n dreigement vir hulle kan wees, maar wat ek gaan doen is ek gaan jou vanaand in my tent vat en ek gaan jou klere afskeur, want daar is niks mooier as 'n naakte vrou nie.
Wel is een van die 5 beste dinge in die wêreld.
Ja, ja, dit is naas...
Naas wat, ja.
Nou moet ek mooi dink.
Kabelkar op Tafelberg?
Kabelkar op Tafelberg.
Jy kan dit nie doen nie.
Milky Line waffle. Dan om ander man dood te maak met jou swaard. En om jou tax returns betyds te doen.
Dis reg, en dan die 5de is...
Een naakte vrou, ja.
Ek net vir jou paar woorde... Hoho maka hezara, maka maka hihi, saka malo roko, ma saka makoka. Where has zasa yo maso puso? Patakasa! Ek is Kablisi van die Dead Dragons, hoofpop oormel jysende en moeder van die draken viervreters. Ek was minares en vrou van Kaldrog en ek dring aan op my regte.
Wel, ek gee nie om dat jy Kablisi van die Daragarians hoofpop oormel jysende en moer van draak en viervreters. Ek gee nie om wie se minares en vrou jy was nie, of het Karl Drog was, en jy het nie regte hierso nie. Ek gaan jou respekteer, maar ek is bevrees omdat Karl Drog dood is, gaan ek jou ouwe huis te moet stuur. Jy gaan basies na huis herfsblaar vir drake moet gaan.
Ondertussen het Sanna en Stinky in die veld rondgeloop en Bree, die groot ridder. Who's Bree? Do you know who Bree is? She's that woman, woman man.
The one that's very good with the sword who saved Lady Sansa.
Yes, she happened upon Sanna and she said, I'm going to save you forever. So what happened was Sanna and and Stinky were,
kijk daar, Tanny, daar is je oom, Tanny.
And it was Bree. And Bree kom voor en toe, Kevin. En sy sê,
my naam is Bree.
Ja?
Ek is groot wit beer van Lesbos.
Oeh.
Ek sal u, Sanna, begelei deur vet en thick.
Huh?
Thin en dik.
Ah.
My Valerie en Swart, Macy sal u beskerm van kakkenaar.
Ons volg onmiddellik. Baie dankie.
And so they followed her. Okay. Then it was the two incestuous people, Sir Kraskraai and Delmas. They brought the lake from the Doorns.
Ja, nie die meer nie, die.
Ja, die lake.
Lake, die body.
And then she didn't know.
O, daar is my dogter. God, wat gaan aan? Sy beweeg nie.
Sy's dood, sis. Sy's dood.
Shame.
Ja, hoor die klokke lui.
Dis my klokke.
Nee, dis my klokke.
Jy was so lang van my af weg. O, kom hier, boetie. Pomp my.
Natuurlijk, hier is my sissie. Dis wat ons doen in Delmas.
Ja!
Shame!
Okay, that's nice. Now this music a bit. En ons eindig die Trippe Trappatrone episode met die rooi sleet uit Holland, wat stadig maar seker haar rode jasje uittrekken en een heerlijke ronde doedelzak tietjes in de mirror zien. En denkt, oh, dat is heerlijk. En opeens haalt ze haar necklace af en zij verandert in een oude, uitgedroogde damtiete vrouwtje. Mark, stand by. En dat was niemand anders als
Angie moet zeggen.
Thank you so much, Hannes. Dankie daarvoor dat jy al die pad ingekom het.
Ach, baie dankie.
Wanneer open julle?
Ons open amptelik die 8ste Mei by Emperors met Sneeuwwykie.
Ek gaan kom kyk.
Oh ja, asseblief.
Ja, en ek dink ons het julle director ook hier as 'n gas op 'n stadion.
Wesley. Hy's baie bekwaam.
En jy is die narrator.
Ek is die speel/narrator. Ja, so ek is die towerspeel.
Elke keer as jy op die show kom en dan maak jy een of ander ding oop.
Oop.
Well, it's a great thing. Yeah, well, did you? It's by a beer, Hannes. As in a show, is it in a flick or in a stand-up?
It always do.
Or as an advert. But is that how come it the hillbilly look gegaan for? Omdat jou mustache and jou amperte hair, what? You look racist. That's what I'm trying to say.
I look racist.
Really, does he?
Yeah, with the whole mustache. I don't have a full beard. It's not so, it's a bookie. It's sophisticated. Nah. And you don't get sophisticated racist.
Nee, pas, moet nie my slaan nie, pas.
You feel like that?
That's the look I'm getting from. Yeah. Nee, pas, was nie ek nie. Pas.
Basie, with him, he's small.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know he's small?
I'm not talking that way, Gavin. You innocent saint who can't say fuck.
God.
But immediately go for the pee-pee.
What's the pee-pee? Oh, okay.
The small thing. You went for that.
I get it.
You're not as saintly, but you are dear.
Thank you.
Hannes, Simba came all the way to be a guest co-host.
Yeah.
He has said one word. So I think we must get him on in your seat.
Yeah. Get your racist ass out of here, man.
Yeah.
Get
thanks for having me today. You guys are very funny.
Go beat up some snacks. Blacks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers, Jelle.
Beat up some blacks. Bye. Well, it's called Sneeuwwykie, so it is a racist show. Otherwise, it should be called Black Beauty, hey?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Our
extra special
co-host is Mark Banks, but thank then you. Our
extra special
guest co-host is Simba, who is here once again. I must ask you, what did you think of the boys and girls? You like that it's boys and girls now?
Yeah, that's cool. And then that, what's the name? Kiara, is it? A lot of spunk, a lot of energy.
You liked her?
I like that, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't ask you for your comment.
But I'm just putting it in there.
Yeah, you should. Oh, don't. She's 18.
No, not in her. Well, it's legal, but I mean,
yeah, she
I'm married, so
legal.
I couldn't take.
How's it
do
going
it.
With your babies?
Hey, man, those fuckers are expensive. You know,
like the like dispensable stuff, like Duka.
No, just like school, because my daughter's going to grade one now, and she's going to this private school and. Everything's a fucking
just
extra.
Take it to the township.
Everything's an extra. Like, you wanted to play netball? Yeah, that's 5,000. I'm like, what?
Imali kakulu.
Just take it to the township.
No, man.
Look at how I turned out.
Exactly. That's why she's not
that's
going there.
Very good netball player, I'm told. Fantastic. I couldn't believe that was you in the pictures.
It was me. Absolutely, it was.
Yeah, but everything's good. Everything's good.
Okay, that's good. Now, let's go through the news of the week. I'm going to
I have to put a disclaimer out there.
What?
Remember, I used to be the reigning champion. I do not have DSTV anymore because I Netflix and Showmax now.
That's good. We too.
So,
we too.
My news is not up to scratch unless I read an online article.
But you're on the internet every day, and that's all that this
watching
is about.
Watching other things.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Duncan.
Let me just tell you, you're not the reigning champion.
I am.
No.
Self-proclaimed.
My darling, in your imagination.
Exactly, maybe. Self-proclaimed. I'm allowed to proclaim.
Anyway, that was a very long disclaimer, hey?
Don't be hating.
If I say Uberjacht, I'm talking like Duncan. Uberjacht, what's that?
Uberjacht? Uber is now shipping people. I mean,
oh, yeah.
For goodness sake.
Like UBS, FedEx.
Yeah. So instead of getting an Uber car, now you get an Uber yacht.
Oh, nice.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
For real?
I was
if
on
it's
one.
True, I...
You were on one.
Yeah. No, he's talking sex, absolute
sex in a taxi. I thought it was the Uber yacht of Omar Khayyam.
No.
This is he's on the right track, but he's lying. Ubiyat.
Yacht.
On the, yacht. He wasn't on a yacht yet.
Never been on one.
That's also nice for a song. I wasn't on a yacht yet.
Uber, yeah.
I haven't been a yacht yet.
Yo, yo.
But I will pay the fare, yeah.
Yeah.
If you take me there.
Let's go.
Uber yacht yet.
Whoop, whoop.
Uber yacht yet.
Yep, yep.
Indeed, they have got a yacht service now in Dubai. You pay $82 and you're taking around the shoreline of the fucking desert, I don't know, and you get DJs, food and drink on the yacht.
Wow.
And it's on an app that you order your Uber yacht. $82.
So I guess you're sharing with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well.
There's no way
yacht for $82.
No, they won't do that. No. If you're stinking rich, then maybe you must pay $1,000 or something.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah. But that is interesting. Then a question especially for our black folks here.
Mark, that's for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is a Becky?
What?
What is a Becky?
A Becky is someone who's an AIDS denialist.
And why was the word Becky a highlight of this week?
A Becky?
Really?
No idea.
I don't know.
I'm very disappointed.
Becky,
just because we're black, you can't
come on, man.
I'm disappointed because this is black
stuff.
Probably
like the lower LSM black people things, man. I'm higher LSM.
Becky? Becky used to be something that my granny used to ask me to kiss her. Give my Becky.
Yeah, that's Afrikaans, ne? Mm. Give my Becky?
Yeah.
Hello, my Becky.
Yes.
No, this is B-E-C-K-Y.
Meneer,
jy
kan net nie, jy kan nie daai ding gesê nie, meneer. Dit is 'n groot aanvaarlinge woord, meneer. Poes.
Ja.
Becky. B-E-C-K-Y. Is
Mark.
Is A.
Ja.
No?
You know.
No.
Okay, so who brought out an album on Sunday? Who dropped an album? Everyone is
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yes. Yeah. Who did she sing about? On
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And?
James
the
Bond.
Unhappiness.
And another woman's name. Who was that?
Oh, are you talking about Rita?
Rhea. Is that Becky? Is that
Rita
that
Ora.
And then he referred to her as a?
Becky.
She referred to her as a Becky.
Oh.
And Becky is slang for... a
bitch.
White woman with straight hair.
Oh,
that's
snap.
Black American slang.
Yeah, so we don't know that.
Don't denial. You've learned something.
Oh, we've learned. Yeah, I'm like, thanks for teaching me that. So he got himself a white woman.
Oh,
but she referred to her then as Becky.
As Becky.
So if Mark had longer hair, he would be a Becky.
Well,
yes.
He's got black hair. You must see, Mark, there's a picture of him in the foyer of the Peter Turin Monte Cassino Theatre.
Yes.
And he's quite good looking there.
Yes. It was taken
many
years ago.
Age.
Age.
Oh. Yes.
Age, pollution, late nights, alcohol, drugs, drink.
The last three.
Gossiping. you name it.
It was Mark's birthday, by the way.
When?
7th of April. Was it the 8th?
6th.
Oh, there we
go. Oh, yes. You've been busy, eh, Duncan?
Yeah, and need Gus to do my research.
Really?
Wow. We're both April babies then.
Oh, like you're a fool.
Really? What are you?
20. I'm on the border of Taurus and Aries.
I think that's Hitler, isn't it?
Yes.
That is Hitler.
Hitler and Dawn Lindbergh.
Are you
and
in the
Dawn
corner?
Lindbergh, you're absolutely right. But, and the Queen is the next day.
Not helping.
On the corner of Taurus and Aquarius.
On the border.
In Rosebank.
Where do you live? I live in the corner of Gemini and Taurus.
Gemini and Turret.
Tell me, why was there a big hoo-ha this week about restaurants? What did they discover?
Restaurants.
In restaurants.
That they're not cleaning their...
Yes.
Salmonella.
Wait, I found it, meneer.
What?
Where did you find it?
The
farmers had gesay
He found it.
That,
yeah.
That the restaurants and retail places are overcharging us for lamb meat.
Hey, no.
That was such an anticlimax. Okay, Casper, just tell us.
It's hygiene. It's hygiene.
Yeah, like I said,
I'm always very forsichtig with Duncan because he's here every day, eh? So he can hear it from other shows as well.
But
he didn't, obviously. Yeah. When
the
he found
drug abuse
he found
has taken its toll.
So what do you think
is touched a lot in a restaurant.
The food.
No. Think it's something else.
Cutlery.
Think
the surface.
Taps.
Very close.
Taps.
The fridge.
The nozzle.
Very close.
Fridge doors.
Even more close.
Ice. Handle.
Yes.
Ice.
Ices.
Oh, Duncan, my goodness.
Ice tasted in restaurants.
Oh, yes. Shit.
Have traces of fishies.
Fishies?
Oh, my. No, fishies.
That's sushi.
Masepa. No, shit.
Do you want some fishies? Yeah, I love my sushi. Yes, because they go and they grab the fucking ice all the time.
Oh.
That is some scary
so
stuff.
So from now on, we won't ask our own ice. Or bring, come with your own ice.
This is why I always say no
bring
ice.
Bring your own ices.
That's why I always say no ice.
But ice, at that temperature, can it carry germs and bacteria on ice?
If you can find it.
This guy comes with cock on his hands and he puts it in your fucking drink.
Yeah. Next time you have that shot of whiskey,
yes.
Don't ask for ice.
Don't say on the rocks.
Just no, ask for ice, but put it in yourself.
Yes.
And what does it carry? Salmonella. What's it got? Dangerous bacteria?
Yeah.
On the ice.
Poopoos.
It carries Jacob Zuma and Julius Malema. Those are the bad feces.
There we go.
What do Australian dogs lick?
Tourists.
Yes. But that's not right, but good.
They lick their butts.
Spiders?
Close. You're kidding there.
Kidding. Tarantulas.
Snakes.
Tarantula's not a spider, by the way.
No, it's not spider, but it's animals. They lick some...
Kangaroos, what? Come on.
No, man.
Not snakes.
No. No, God, they're going to be picked. Won't they be picked? They...
Alla kan is there.
Like. Nee, what? Alla gaan lek iets. To get high.
What?
Stamps.
Blare.
Stamps. Postage stamps.
Nee, meneer. As blare. Blare.
Alla ein bully. Yeah.
No, you said spiders, so you close animals, not plants.
Okay, so we're on. They lick another a snake.
No, the snake's too dangerous.
Frogs, come on, guys.
That's it.
They lick frogs.
They lick frogs.
I've licked a
certain
frog.
Kind of frog. Yeah, have you? And then they're high.
A padda.
What type of padda did you lick?
Exactly.
Yeah, what padda did you lick?
What padda were you licking, Duncan?
No, in my community, that's another way of saying a woman's vagina.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about as well. This is the Casper Radio Show. Wake up!
Come on,
we're talking vagina.
Yay, yay!
So Australian dogs lick the frog because it tastes like vagina.
To get high.
To get high.
And then they get high.
There we go.
So talking about vaginas, who is Carly Fiorina?
Oh, I've heard that name before.
Gavin's best friend.
Carly Fiorina.
Who's Carly Fiorina?
Fiorina.
Does it ring a bell? Mark should
know. Yeah, Carly is the first woman to become...
A man.
A lesbian contestant for Mr. South Africa or Miss South Africa.
Okay, now you may not speak for 5 minutes.
Who come?
That was a bunch of
I thought he was like... going ugies with your notes.
Yeah. So that's why I'm sitting like
that. Thank you.
I'm sitting cramped like someone who's scared.
Say of your name.
Carly Fiorina.
Fiorina.
Clue. American politics.
She's the illegitimate bastard daughter of Hillary Clinton.
Carly Fiorina. No.
She's had an affair with Trump.
No, but you're close in the sense of Trump is a what?
She's a dirty bastard.
Republican.
Yes. Uh-huh. So what is Carly Fiorina?
She's a lesbian Republican.
She's also a Republican.
Yes, she's but what has happened with her? There's a guy who's also a vagina called... Who's also running against Donald Trump.
Oh, that...
Bernie Sanders.
Old guy, yeah. Mr. Sanders.
No, in Republican terms.
Jet. Oh.
Who gives a shit, Casper?
Not Jet.
Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise.
Ted Cruz. He's like very scaly. And he is got the most votes after Donald.
Oh.
But he is fucked up. Donald is fucked up, but that guy is like fucked up. Like he believes the earth is flat or something. You know, he's like that.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it is flat.
Yes.
These fucking globerers, I can't stand them.
Right.
Scientists and globerers.
The inner, what's it, the inner world civilization?
No, please. The earth is flat and the sun fucking goes up and down. So we all know that.
Yeah, it just goes under
the moon.
Ted Cruz is thus running and he is now to boost his potential votes announced that Carly Fiorina, who was also standing against him, is now his VP candidate. He's vice president. So he's trying to go on the woman ticket as well now.
Oh.
But she is more fucked up. That Ted Cruz.
What do they smoke? What tea do they drink? What whiskey do they have? What lotion are they using?
Because we shouldn't use it. No nation in the world, and they got these fucked up people. She was the one, I don't know if you remember, that she said, yeah, she saw video footage, it's difficult to say, bankrupts footage. She saw that of babies being pulled from wombs at an abortion clinic. She was talking a load of crap.
Oh my goodness.
Making up cuck. Mm. Well, that's her.
Does she also want to build a wall?
She, no. That's Ted Cruz.
That's Trump.
That's Donald Trump.
He wants to build a wall.
Trump wants to build the walls. Cruz and Fiorina just want to kill homosexuals and, I think, chase Muslims into Syria or something.
Look, I vote Mark Banks for president of the world.
Yes, and I'm the VP.
I'm not available. I can't do it. I've got a show. I'm doing a show.
What would be your first five major decisions that you take as president of the world, Mark Banks?
Lower curbstones to make it more wheelchair friendly.
Yeah. Good.
Mm. I would make people who pop bubble wrap. People who pop bubble wrap or click pens, they would get the death sentence.
Good.
Immediately. They'd be shot on the spot.
Daughter.
With a silver bullet.
Okay, that's two votes from me already for you.
And what's your stance on gay people, seeing as though you just said that?
But they wouldn't recognize them because we wouldn't be that... Separatist. We would accept everyone. There couldn't be
normal.
Different colored people, different sex. We'd see everyone, male and female, black and white, one.
Like flat.
But why?
And people who drive very slowly in the fast lane, they would go to a very special country where all people drive very slowly
in the fast lane. Okay.
And
so
black people. And I would ban cheese.
Why?
No, I hate cheese. It smells. I ban cheese. I hate it. I don't see the point of it.
I love my cheese.
And I love cheese.
You lost the vote there.
No, sorry.
So you were going so well.
No. Amsterdam, I would turn officially into a sea.
And what would happen to cheeses?
We'd have none. We'd have no cheeses. No cheese.
Are you saying Jesus or Jesus?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be funny.
Jesus. No, there'd be no Jesus.
And black people have suffered for the past 1,000 years on this earth. So we would look up to you. Mark would come and he would set us free and just make us feel.
No, you look at another black man to do that. You can't look at a white man to do that.
Well, Gavin's ghost. Get your own man. Do the ghosts ever give you a message when you go into the house?
They do, but they don't give me a message. They give the medium who usually goes with me. They give the medium messages.
What are you doing? There.
Hello.
He's just the presenter.
Why are you here?
He's the presenter.
Are you the presenter?
I'm just the presenter. Yeah.
He's very charming, Gavin. Mm.
I saw a pre-edit thing.
And
I look good on TV.
Yeah, but we're never going to see it. Apparently, Casper and
this is the pilot.
Mark said this is never going to happen.
Charlene Satirichis always says, "I look so good. I smark myself. I proper wanted to smark myself."
You want to fuck yourself? Really?
And you look lovely.
I wouldn't
TV.
Go that deep.
Huh? In the pilot.
Yeah.
You look good.
Yeah.
So Gavin Prince wants to fuck himself.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible.
Okay. But what's the program called?
Wait, I've got a good joke.
Boo.
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 Boo. Boo soek 'n vrou.
Like boo.
Boo soek 'n spook.
Is the pilot going to be lost like MH37?
Possibly.
Found bits of that in Mossel Bay. They found bits of MH37
in Mossel Bay.
In Mossel Bay.
From Reunion Island.
From Reunion Island to the banks of the Klein Brak Rivier in
Mossel Bay. So they must charge more because those people have gone much further than they would have.
Exactly. Absolutely. It's part of the package. Imagine that.
It's Air Korea,
to leave Malaysia. No, it was Malaysia. It was Malaysian Airlines.
Truly Asian.
MH377.
That is this weird.
To leave Kuala Lumpur and end up on a riverbank in Mossel Bay.
That's really that's value for your
I
rant.
Think that should be on the Spook program. That's
on
that's
the route spooky. To Taiwan. Taiwan or something.
Yes.
Isn't it?
And they found another piece of Mozambique in a woman's lounge.
Was she sitting on it? Or did it float in?
So,
sorry to bother. I'm just floating
in. One of the kids brought a piece in and they needed to block a window because there was a force 9 hurricane and they
use this piece of, and then she saw, and she said, what is that, MH...
37.
MH3. Well, they didn't get the whole piece. It wasn't the whole wing.
And what is that foot you're carrying?
Yes.
Give me a hand.
Yeah, mummy.
And they've never found it. They've never found the plane. They've never found the actual side of it. Unbelievable.
Wow. And the bodies as well, right? They didn't get the bodies.
Weird.
Man, that's some Bermuda Triangle
I'm wiping
bullshit.
Away tears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We one got a section on this show which I think everyone will love today. It's about old hits and it's called
Stuff Poopies for Jay.
For what?
Oh, this lekker. Give me nog een broekie, mama.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Wow, that's I'm amazing. So hungry now.
Hoekom sê hulle nie toebroodjie Baron?
It sounds puss.
What is Baron in Afrikaans?
Baron.
Baron.
Tubruki Baron.
Tubruki Baron is long.
Well, we have to improvise at for Sandwich Baron, so let's do Tubruki
Baron. And if you're Baron and you can't have babies in Afrikaans, Baron?
Oh. Baron. Oh, Kuntlus. Which brings me... Kuntlus.
Kuntlus.
Oh, Kuntlus.
If you're Baron.
Shame. Kuntlus, yeah. Which brings me to a question I have for you, which I forgot, Mark.
Yes.
What is a menorrhea. What is a menorrhea? It's not a menorah.
A menorrhea.
A menorrhea. What's that?
Isn't it a very small, stupid person? Isn't it? A nora person is an adult, stupid person.
Yeah.
So it must be the child of a stupid person, because stupid people have stupid children, don't they? Yeah. So a nora person would have a menorrhea.
No, that's someone.
Norse.
A menorrhea is a barren woman who should be able to get children who's not got the blood pumping.
Who lives in Linden.
Yes.
Shame.
Okay,
shame.
And we must also give attention to iFix. We forgot about them.
So we must do an ad.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
How are you?
Not very well.
Oh, what's wrong?
Just got the results now.
Of?
Well, the doctor doesn't quite know. He originally gave me 3 months. I said I wouldn't be able to pay him, so he gave me 6 months.
No. And where are you going to go with those
I don't know.
Vouchers?
Probably to West Park Cemetery.
No, I've got an idea.
Yes?
iFix. Go to iFix.
What is iFix, Casper?
iFix is where you go with your phone and it, well, if it's not broken, you break it there and then they mend it again.
Oh.
And they call that iFix.
iFix! How fantastic. I think I'll live a little bit longer then.
I think you should.
Thank you.
Okay, we've done that. Thanks, Mark. He's working hard today, eh?
Yes. I think Gavin needs to go to iFix. His phone looks
His
horrible.
Phone looks like it's on crack.
Yeah,
and where are they? Where is iFix? I've never seen a shop
they
with iFix
everywhere.
On it.
They're basically everywhere.
iFix.
Within the greater part of Johannesburg.
You can go to any mall.
Yes.
You will find one.
Or store or pavement and you will find an iFix.
And if you're looking for accessories too, they've got great accessories.
Oh, Simba, stop. And otherwise I'll continue.
But can you get sandwiches there?
No,
that's when you have to go to Sandwich
okay,
Baron.
Okay, now we must do the Baron. Baron must do the Baron. Yeah,
you need to go to
Sorry. Can iemand van my aandag gee? Ek is 'n Baron.
Ja, wat wil jy? Wat soek jy, Baron?
Ek soek omeletjie met eitjies. Rusenkies, botterkie, and a baguette.
Yes? Well, ons...
Het julle toe, broekie?
Ons het. Hier by die Sandwich Baron het ons 'n keuse van oor die miljoen gere en smaaklike toebroodjies gemaak deur ons duisende staff members hier agter.
Yebo, sikwenza kulula la esangwe baron. Ukudla ufuna ukudla isinkwa amabhanisi iFrench nepaloni. Sikuphethe konke.
Ekjama say vakni and he say stand net here by the twin box. Asseblief.
Groshe. Here meisie.
Okay, so a stofpoppie is today is who? Give us hints.
What?
Kevin?
Hmm? Prince.
A stofpoppie.
Yeah. Oh,
give us a little hint. I've got lots of music here. I'll play and play. But we
let's play one for Prince.
No, so stofpoppie today is not Prince. Mm. It's someone away. Else. But we all know.
I'll give a clue now. Kemp. I've got an amazing clue.
Okay, so tell me.
The clue is... not that. Mm-mm. The clue is a former Playboy bunny.
What? Really?
A former Playboy bunny.
I wouldn't know. I don't even know why.
Sybil Shepherd.
No, nope. But we're talking singers here because it's not for piece about music or movies. Or movies. Mm. Former Playboy bunny.
Come on.
But she's an actress as well.
Pamela Anderson.
No.
She's not a
singer. Take it back to the 60s.
Oh, no, shit. Fuck. Whoa. Hallucinogens and shit. Nah,
Playboy only started in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to look Playboy at pictures bunny. Like that where it's just all bush. I mean, you can't even see anything. Dude.
There's a clue and for you
fat
people.
Vaginas.
Playboy.
I wouldn't know.
Who's this? No, you don't just am.
No.
No? Okay, go on with clues.
She was in the news last week, or yes. Even this week. She's in the news.
Why?
Where she did like a similar thing like Taylor Swift, where she took on YouTube and said YouTube needs to pay artists bigger royalties.
YouTube. Still on YouTube.
And do you know why? Another clue.
No.
One of her music videos was viewed on YouTube 49 million times.
Unamanga.
Sata.
Anginamanga,
baba. Is it Marianne Faithfull?
Nope.
No.
Marianne Faithfull. Jane Asher?
Nope.
Marilyn Manson?
No. She had also had another clue. She had an issue with where people used to call her surname, her band's name. And she issued like a major press release to say, that's not my surname.
Sounds like a diva. Don't leave me hanging
on the telephone. Is this her singing? Don't leave me hanging on the
telephone. I saw your mother, now she's going out the door. No clues yet?
No.
Okay, here we go with another song. This sounds a bit Marianne Faithfull, but it's not.
No.
Yes. This is the one I like.
It's Blondie. Blondie.
Woo!
Nice, Blondie, yes.
Blondie!
And her name is?
Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry. I didn't know she was a Playboy bunny girl.
Neither did I.
Yeah, didn't know that.
Yeah, Duncan, it's a stretch. We millennials, you and I, man.
What is she doing now? Is she still singing?
Still singing.
Hmm?
Good grief.
Yeah.
That's a career.
You're still in comedy.
What's your favorite? Still singing. Still comedy. Let's rewind that again. So, Mark said, he said, what did you say? What's she doing? Still singing.
Yeah.
I said, is she still singing?
And Duncan said,
you're still doing comedy.
Yes.
Oh no, he didn't.
Yep. There we go.
Shot fired. Kick, bang, bang.
No, that was applause. That's not rain. That is applause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's laughter. Oh, it's thunder.
Yes. Yeah. I recognize that roof. I think it's the Barnyard Cresta.
Mm. Somebody you know, Blondie?
No.
What? Sacrilege.
I am young, okay.
Have you never heard this fucking song?
It's a white person singing, right?
Oh, you. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay, do you know this one? Hey, Simba, let me see some recognition.
Yeah.
Pump it up.
One
Come
wish.
On.
Woo!
The sort of the hits you grew up with, Mark.
I know that song.
It was, but I think I was out when this was when this was on.
Simba, you recognize that?
Yeah, from a movie.
Oh, from what movie?
One of those
One Way or Another.
Yeah, it's on a lot of movies,
but certainly not from his CD collection.
No, not at all. No. Not even from my iTunes collection.
Blondie so what is in your cloud then?
My cloud. A lot of African stuff, mostly.
Like what? Bless the rains down in Africa.
Sagu.
All right, local or completely?
Just say any fucking thing.
The click song.
The Bunge. I've got some Femi Kute.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Nah, just yeah. Even I'm off.
I'm all about Africa, you know. Fuck the rest. Casper,
Doc Sabalaza. Do you what? Do you like that?
Doc Sabalaza.
Sabalaza.
I don't know who the fuck that
dude,
is. But
there was a movie called Get Him to the Greek, and then there's a song called African Child. In the beginning of the movie, you know that song? You should try and get it. It's so funny.
African Child.
The song is called African Child. It's sung by that guy who's a musician in the theme above. But before we end off, Casper, I want to know.
No, I'm not the ending off. We've got lots of time.
Well, I just want to find out from Mark. How did it feel?
Blondie also had that great soundtrack to American Gigolo.
You are absolutely right there, Mark.
What's that? Yes, this is it. Yes.
Call me.
Oh.
Now we are with the African child that we talked about.
Listen to this chick. It's a racist.
Is this at the beginning of Bring Me the Greeks?
Yeah. Get him to the Greeks.
I have crossed the mystic desert to snap pictures of the poor. I've invited him to brunch. Let him crash out on my floor. There's sunshine in my veins. My kitchen's filled with flies. I'm crying out in vain. Like a little African child. Trapped in me. There's an African child. Trapped in me. There's a little African child. Trapped in me.
So that's Simba then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, little African child trapped in
here. Yeah, little African child.
Mark, I want to find out from you quickly. You had a young, good-looking millennial rub his nipples right in front of you. How did you take that? How was that for you?
I didn't like the facial. I don't like those goatee. I didn't like the goatee thing that
it's going to hurt you when he rims you.
Yes. always a worry. And he was too short for the body. I thought it was a trick. I thought it was... He was too short for the body. The body didn't fit. It obviously wasn't his. So he was just doing it for the assignment.
Nice nipples, though, wouldn't you say?
What? Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't. Because it was
protruding, and any protruding nipple is always like
it's inviting. Nice. You want to draw like a dial.
You want to spiel.
Yeah. Ek wil die hele tyd net fokke
fiddle.
Van stasies vir ander.
Yeah.
But that's about it, eh? The nipple thing for me.
You want to nibble
on his
nipple?
Not that you asked me for my comment.
But remember now that these people, they come in, they're quite nervous, and they got to look cool and sound cool in front of us.
He had much more personality than the girl, but she was nervous.
I think the guy was on speed.
And he smelled a brut. That, it's
brut.
Green one.
That's like
that Fabergé. It smelled like a Clicks van had overturned.
Ek whoop nie, hy luister nie. Rudy, we're not talking about you.
A Clicks van.
Overturned.
Had overturned with the new Easter delivery of sale stuff they've got to get out the warehouse.
There is a wonderful thing we're going to end on today, and that is a thought that I want you to read for us, Mark.
Thought,
yes.
Thought of the week. Let me just see, where can you see thought of the week, Duncan? Because Papa can't see.
For stings.
Huh?
And they're referring to the sting.
Where? Okay, let me play this.
Here is the thought of the week.
Our thought of the week, read by CAO, Sir Mark Banks.
Thank you. Our thought for the week, you don't have to learn how to control your thoughts. You just have to stop letting them control you.
Hmm. Wow.
Thank you very much. Well, that's the end of the show today. I want to thank Mark Banks.
Thank you. Is that it?
That's it. Seriously.
I can't believe it.
My goodness. When is this going out?
It's already gone out.
Has it gone? Oh. But this is for
you know what? I'll send you the podcast link.
Yeah.
The podcast link. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does he have a smartphone?
Yeah, of course he has.
He's got a shitty phone. Show them your
phone. No, it was stolen. Can you believe it was stolen?
I can't believe it.
That's no, we can believe.
He had the first Nokia ever the last time he was here.
It was stolen.
Go to the Victorine Theatre in Monte Cassino. See Mark Banks in his show.
Banktrapped.
And enjoy. He's not only doing stand-up, but also characters. And
characters,
he's very
review.
Funny.
Two shows Saturday, and yes. We have a Sunday matinee.
Oh, my God. Wow. I will light a prayer for you.
I want
Thank
to come.
Thank you very much.
Thank
I want
you. To come.
Please.
Yeah, please. That's something else.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.